Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the new comedy Rough Night is in theaters on the 16th. Stars Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Kravitz, Kate McKinnon, Alana Glazer, and Paul Downs. Paul Downs co-wrote the movie with director Lucia Anyelo. The movie follows a bachelorette party gone wrong with hilarious results.
I probably have HPV now.
Whatever, we all have HPV.
I don't have HPV.
If you've had sex after the year 1991, then you do have HPV.
Oh, then I have like a ton of HPV. Clumps and clumps of it. Okay.
Lucia and Paul have been working together for years after meeting at UCB in New York City and have entertained us with their work on Comedy Central's Broad City. Lucia has written and directed episodes, and Paul's a writer and star. He plays Abby's boss, Trey, the Solstice. They're in town promoting the movie. My pleasure to welcome to The Download tonight. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Let's talk about the movie. I mean, this is the debut for you guys, in the sense. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about where the script comes from. I mean, you guys have been working together for a couple of years now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk about getting involved in writing a feature film.
The idea came to me, and I spoke it out loud. Lucia wrote down notes, and it was
That's
a very quick
work,
process.
Right, right. Yeah.
Usually, I just speak stream of consciousness.
He spews 120 pages at a time.
Yeah, she's a very fast typer, which is why I knew she was the right partner for me.
Ingrained misogyny lives among us, you know?
I don't understand that. But what was the question?
So talk about, I mean, where does an idea like the idea of making a transition from what you guys have done on stage and internet, television, to film?
I feel like we've always wanted to make a movie.
Yes.
Lucia studied film. I'll speak for her. You can speak for me. Again, ingrained misogyny. She studied film. And
I did.
Yeah. Go for it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think I had studied film in college. I wasn't necessarily like, I am going to be a film director. I knew I was actually just generally more interested in comedy. So I went the route of taking improv classes because I was like, let's just get in there. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure if I necessarily wanted to write or direct or perform. So I kind of did a little bit of all of it.
Right.
That's where we met, doing improv at UCB level one class. Mm. Really hot. And so basically what happened is, you know, we started, you know, we were on an improv team together. So we were doing improv together. Paul had quite a bit of success at the theater pretty quickly. I did not. So I said, hey, why don't we start making videos instead so that I can do some stuff too. So we started making videos, and I think I want to say like 2007, 2008, we started making some mm-hmm. pretty poorly viewed videos. Mm-hmm. Underrated, in my opinion. And
but ahead of our time. I think.
Yeah, you can find them all online if you go deep on that Polyglot YouTube.
Do you guys
page.
Do the dark web? You got to go to the dark web. For
it's on Silk Road only, our
yeah.
old video.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. I don't know because I don't go back. You know, I only look forward.
Yeah. Stronger together. And so basically, we started making videos, and we were doing that pretty consistently for a few years, and we moved out to LA, made more videos. And at the same time, we, you know, knew Abby and Alana from improv, the improv world. And so then we started doing, they got the show, they asked us to work on it. So we started writing TV. And that was, definitely a different vibe just because, you know, formatting a story for 22 minutes versus what we had been doing, which was like 3 or 4 minutes. It was a different thing. You have to
we just keep expanding length. Really. Yeah, really. That's all we're doing.
What's the learning curve, though? I mean, from mm-hmm. being able to express a joke on a digital video
yeah.
to
mm-hmm.
go into 22 minutes to go into an hour and a half. Mm-hmm. I mean, are they essentially the same idea?
In a way. I mean, I think it's the best kind of, for us, it was the best kind of education to make stuff and figure it out and write it and edit it and be in it and kind of touch every area of it. So in a way, I think they're all the same. You have the same challenges and the same way you want to deliver the joke. Yeah. But
I'd say digital and TV are more similar because they're generally viewed at your house kind of alone-ish or maybe with a few people.
Depending, yeah.
Right.
And depending on how popular you are.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to put
and if you have a really nice, media room.
Yeah.
It depends on your sectional.
Right.
If you can fit people, maybe you watch with a couple.
But once you get to making a movie, I do think we learned a little bit like how to – you have to make a joke for a room of strangers who are all watching together, and it kind of requires a slightly different – pacing and setup and punchline, and it's a little bit different, and I think that we learned a lot and got to make the version of the movie that I think we're genuinely really proud of.
When you think about the work that you've done both on in the digital space and television, and as opposed to what you do on Rough Night, what are the biggest challenges of that growth? When you go for your debut mm-hmm. film and you make it, is it editing? Is it killing babies? Like, what is it that I mean, that's a, of course, a writing expression, but yes, I mean,
yes. Oh, yeah. Thank God.
What is the challenge in making that transition?
I think that it's, when you're making stuff for the internet, truly nobody cares what you're putting up there because you're only representing yourself.
Especially the dark web. Really, truly anything. Okay.
And so there's just very little outside thoughts or pressures or needs or whatever. And when TV, it's a little bit more. You know, you have to, I guess, sell commercials. We have no part in that. But you know what I mean? It's
you
slightly
get notes,
different.
You get
yeah, you do get notes.
Notes
and, right. and for movies, you get even more just because you have to reach far more people and you have to be appealing to a lot of different people, but you also still want the voice to be, pretty specific.
Do you figure that out in script or do you figure that out when you get to set? I mean, where does that come in where you have to start to expand the kind of joke that you want to mm-hmm. tell based on a bigger audience?
I'll brag for you.
Please.
Script, obviously we do, many, many, many drafts and try and refine what we're doing. But when we get to set, I do think that's one of Lucia's biggest strengths. Other than just physical strength, she's a very strong woman.
It's mostly my thighs.
Yeah,
and
she's
butt,
got very strong legs. Is to be able to, if something isn't really working as well as we thought it might on the page, to change it and to tailor it to the actor or actress in the moment and sort of bring it to life or make it something totally new.
Well, I was mm-hmm. going to say, I mean, this movie and what makes it work as well is the ensemble that mm-hmm. you put together. Yeah. I mean, some tremendous talent.
And yeah.
I mean, how can you rely on the people who are in the ensemble to, if a joke is not working, if you, as comedy writers mm-hmm. and directors, you say, this isn't working, what can we do to make it better? How much do you rely on the ensemble to be a part of that conversation?
I find that it's almost, we never actually say or feel like it's not working because I think we are lucky enough to work with such talented comedians that they either make it work because they can or they've already changed it. And, when you work with someone like Jillian Bell, for example, everything she does is liquid funny. She makes anything funny, but also when she changes it and gives you something new, we watch takes and we're like, what are we going to use? Everything she does is so funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good problem.
And everyone is better, and different, and that's true of all of them. I singled her out, but
for sure,
even Scarlett is so good at adjusting and being natural and real because she's such a talented actor that she's able to change it and make it work and make it right for the character. And because they all, I think, approach it from very specific character
right.
points of view, they were able to make things work that we might not have been able to.
Yeah, I would say honestly. Not to reverse brag.
Oh, good. Take back a brag.
No.
Like
to
that.
Diss us.
To diss us.
To diss
that's
ourselves.
That's good.
To diss brag, yeah.
The diss brag is that, honestly, anytime something really wasn't working, it was just the writing wasn't right for the moment.
I don't remember those instances, but, if she says so, I don't have a very good memory, and that's true.
That is true. But I do think that, we all, the actors and we all really came together and, if something felt like, oh, this character would maybe say this in this moment. Like, we're totally down to adapt and adjust in the moment on the day.
Right.
Because when it comes down to it, I think, the most honest things that the characters would say are always going to be the funniest, always going to be the best. So
and
I'm
we
try
were
to in on that.
So lucky that everybody in the movie came with things and stuff they wanted to try, and they were pretty inspired and enthusiastic about it. I mean, Zoe Kravitz always had great ideas mm-hmm. and always brought things that we were like, that is so good. Because you don't really have the time always to read a script and live in the universe of the one character
right,
because you're
right.
writing, you're thinking about the story and you're thinking about everybody and how they interact. And so when they get in there and they think about it just from their private life and what the character lives beyond the page, it's really kind of incredible.
And you can feel it. And what I love about it too is the concept that you can tell by the way that there's such great experience in improvisation from mm-hmm. the character, not just the ensemble, but from the writers, that mm-hmm. that you are, as you said, and I want to take a break and I want to talk more about chasing that moment.
I need a break.
we'll take a break. Lucia Aniello is the director and also the co-writer with Paul Downs, who stars in the film Rough Night, which is being released on the 16th, starring Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Kravitz, Kate McKinnon, a million people.
Yeah.
It's a great lineup.
Moore. We got Ty Burrell. We got them all.
Yeah.
Got them all. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More conversation here on The Download. Stay with us. Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. The new movie, Rough Night, out in theaters on the 16th. My guests in studio, the writers Paul Downs and Lucia Aniello, who also directed the film. The film, A Bachelorette Party Gone Wrong. Hilarious results, of course. The ensemble. We'll get back to the idea of chasing that moment. We were kind of talking before the break. And that's a part that I think a lot of movies will miss. And they'll miss because they have something, they're rigid, or maybe the directors or the writers are disconnected. So talk about the idea of the positives of being the writers, being the director, being improvisers, and having that skill to be able to chase a moment when the moment needs to be chased.
Yeah.
I think.
Go ahead.
What were you going to say? No.
I was going to say, like, it's a really. It's a balance because you only have a certain amount of time to get a scene, and so you want to go and like chase that thing, like, oh, this feels right, this feels good, do that again. But you also don't want to be masturbatory about it, because that's can be a really big issue for I think a fair amount of comedies, where it just feels like, wow, they're goofing off and having fun, and boy didn't they think they were funny, you know. And so we try to have it serve less like this person's taken off with the scene, and more like, is this the right thing for the story overall?
I think we have been lucky enough that it succeeds in Broad City, and I think in Rough Night it does as well, that having an improv background helps, in that, you know, you're taught to follow the fun, you follow the fun. But I'm going to steal from Ricky Gervais. I actually saw him talk once about improvising in the British Office and how the written line was always better than the improvised line. And the improvised line always did better on the day. The crew broke and everybody laughed and the camera was shaking because the guy was laughing.
Yeah.
But in the end, when they were editing and they were, you know, whittling it down, the thing that they found worked the best was the thing that they wrote. But what I think Abby and Alana on Broad City and all of the women in Rough Night have this ability to make it fun and make it feel natural in a way that they change things and they'll add a little something, and or they'll have a button.
But they don't lose the spirit of the line.
Exactly.
But it's not like we're like, okay, and at the end of the scene, we want to do 5 more minutes where you berate somebody. Right. You know what I mean? There's not the kind of like open-ended just invention. It's more character point of view.
Well, you have to trust. I mean, again, you have the ability to trust yourselves. I mean, in process, you started at one point to write the script. You're now on the set. You have to assume that you're involved in the editing and what's next. I mean, there are points when you have to trust your former self.
Yeah.
In the process.
Yes, but it's interesting that sometimes your former self is right, and sometimes it's very wrong. And so, in those instances, I do think coming from the improv world, it's easier to abandon those things and say, let's find the fun thing and make it work, you know.
Though I don't think we were ever on set like, this isn't working, really. It was never quite like that. It was just like, oh, this somebody might just have an idea for a little thing. But
Or this is better. Let's make
What is a challenge on a set like Rough Night? I mean, because you're right. I think that you would be nonstop fun. What are the challenges when trying to do a comedy with such great people?
Well, truly, there's so many people.
That's one of the things is just covering all the people, because there's 5 women. 5 of the funniest women on the planet. And to me, the biggest challenge was when, just because of time, we would have to move on from something and it would be like, can we do one more? You know, because I think they all had a lot of fun together and they were really inventive and really fun. And, you know, you don't ever want to say to Kate McKinnon, no, you can't have one more. It's like, yes,
it feels
do whatever you want. Yeah, so that was the biggest challenge, was just time and being able to sort of manage all of that, because there was so much good material.
You guys mentioned Broad City. I mean, I think both Rough Night and Broad City have the same feel of chemistry in the way that when you watch Broad City, you can tell that, there's something about not just the improvisation background, but they like each other. There's a chemistry to it and to the cast.
Yeah.
How important is that for you guys as artists, as writers, as directors, as filmmakers, chemistry?
It's honestly the most important thing, because
100%, yeah.
I could just watch 2 people who have chemistry just talk about what they eat for breakfast if they are really charming and
like
lovely
Scarlett
and like
me,
each other.
For example.
right.
You know, I think that was pretty self-evident. But yeah, I think that is one thing that people really respond to in Broad City, is that Abby and Alana are friends and they do make each other laugh and they do have fun. And we were so lucky that these women all got along and had so much fun together and became fast friends. Some of them knew each other and, you know, Jillian and Kate worked together and we've known Alana forever. But they all really bonded.
It was unbelievable.
We keep saying to marketing, like, why don't you guys release like all of the behind the scenes? Because they like sang and laughed and did bits and they had so much fun. Honestly, I was jealous. It was so much fun. Because, you know, we were thinking about timing and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
And rewriting jokes, and Lucia's thinking about coverage. But they had a great time.
Well, so I'll ask that question. I'll follow up with that question. It sounds like they had a lot of fun. Did you guys have fun? Because right away, I mean, it is a lot of more. I mean, people think, oh, it's comedy. It's so fun. You get to laugh. And that is a big part of it. But there's a lot of pressure and stress involved in making any film.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Somebody.
Well,
somebody
you said it.
Somebody said every film is a miracle, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
but
we did have so much fun.
So much fun.
Like, it really was like a dream come true for us. I don't know if we'll ever in our lives have an experience like this again. To be just like, and it just, it felt like a real moment. It felt like a moment for all these women. They were just so good and so funny, and their chemistry was just so undeniable. And I don't know if we'll ever really have an experience as honestly hashtag blessed as that, you know?
Yeah, it really was fun. And yes, we did have, you know, stressful moments and things that we like were trying to
figure out, there's a hurricane in the middle of production.
We shot in a house, and so most of it was tented because we shot day for night for a lot of it. Mm-hmm. So I mean, there's plenty of things that we have to think about.
Yes,
but
at
the end of the day,
you look, your listeners, with that.
Yeah. But and you look at the monitor, and then, you know, there's Kate McKinnon and Alana Glazer, you know, doing something incredible. It's like, it was really.
I think the listeners would love to know the secrets of how you make day turn to night.
Oh,
and night
really?
Turn to day.
Okay.
We could skip that.
Lucia and Yellow
and Paul Downs, the co-writers, and Lucia, the director of Rough Night, which is in theaters on the 16th, starring Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Kravitz, Kate McKinnon, Jillian Bell, Alana Glazer, and Paul Downs, of course. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. More of the conversation here on The Download. Stay with us.
Please see the movie.
Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. The co-writers and director of Rough Night are in studio with me. Rough Night, of course, the comedy with Scarlett Johansson and a slew of funny people coming out on the 16th. Paul Downs, Lucia, and Yellow in studio tonight. We're having this conversation about making a movie, but and we peel it back. I mean, you both met an improv class at UCB. And UCB means a lot to the city of Chicago because they come from Chicago.
That's right.
A group that took the aesthetic that's here and what they learned from Del Close and others and brought it to New York. How much does improv play a role in your lives as artists? I mean, was that just training for you to move on and be filmmakers and actors? Or how much do you continue to use improv in your work?
Quite a bit.
I think all the time.
I mean, I think especially in the writing stage.
Yeah.
Because essentially, like, I mean, we'll do this all the time. If we have a scene, we'll just perform as the characters and just embody them and just start riffing. And if we'll record it on our phones or we'll have a writer's assistant be jotting stuff down. But it's a huge way for us to come up with dialogue.
And there's plenty of, I think, rules, for lack of a better word, that come into play. Mm-hmm. You know, the rule of three, you know, having things happen three times. It's something that I think if you don't have improv training, you would still probably know. It's something that, you know, you kind of feel. But having it often answers a question for us. If we're debating about doing something, it's like, let's definitely do it again.
And
let's
also
definitely do it a third time.
It's also a vocabulary to talk about comedy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you're talking about game or you're talking about blackout scenes or whatever it is, like, you can use dialogue that comes from the improv world, or you can use terms that make it easy. It's like a shorthand to just talk to other writers.
Yeah,
about.
I think we really do employ it every day.
Yeah, I'd say a little bit less on set.
You'll hear a lot of people talk about using improvisation for on-screen stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Paul, like for being in the movie, you know, use improvisation to change a line or mm-hmm. what have you. But rarely is it talked about in being supportive writers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and as you just said, I mean, the idea of being able to use those skills to write, I mean, that seems to be something that rarely we hear. Most of the time you're going to think about someone sitting down in front of a computer and saying, okay, here's I'm going to write this script out. But more often with comedians, especially comedians who are in all worlds, this is the way that something gets written.
For sure.
Yeah. And improved. And yeah.
Completely.
And I think that's the thing when you have people who are great improvisers working in the project. It's also when you do a table read, it changes there, you know, mm-hmm. and then you're rewriting to their voice. And I think being able to improvise as the characters, once you know the actor, helps you refine a script even more and, you know, make the second draft or 14th draft that much better.
Obviously, being at UCB in New York City and then your work on Broad City as well and Comedy Central, there is a very New York aesthetic to the work. I mean, it Broad City is at the epicenter of what, you know, a scene of young improvisers and actors that are just tearing up the whole country.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you're a part of that? Do you feel like that you see almost a community, or almost like if you think about indie rock or the New York City comedy style that's
100%,
coming out?
Yeah.
Completely, yeah.
It's very
we
much
We do
a
live
home
in L.A.
us.
Now. I want that to be very clear
yes.
to all listeners.
Okay.
But no, I think there is like a world where it's like, oh, I know all these people from this time when we were all in like this place.
Yeah, it's crazy how it is a community, and it has like created so many performers and writers and producers and people in every walk of the industry.
Yeah.
So,
and we're constantly putting those people in art. I mean, so many even young UCB people are in the movie that are generations below us. But we were able to use them from the say like, hey.
I mean, we try and give back in the way that Amy Poehler really has for us, because she, as an executive producer of Broad City, you know, was a champion for Lucia directing the pilot and for me being in the show. And, you know, I think it's that kind of a thing that it really is not only great training, but also it's such a great community. It's a family of people.
Yeah.
You know? And I think we feel very connected to that.
Yeah. We have that in Chicago. I mean, Chicago has been coming through Second City or IO. You have a lot of different improvisers who will become a community when they get to LA or get to New York. I mean, UCB is a great example of that. Mm-hmm. So I think about it. I mean, you know, you went to Duke, right?
Yep.
And where are you from?
I grew up in Western Massachusetts.
Western Massachusetts. So you came to New York City for, I mean, you said film. Did you come here for comedy or to New York?
Yeah, I came for comedy. It was kind of either go to UCB, do UCB in New York, and a lot of my friends came and did, you know, Second City and IO here in Chicago. Because I was on an improv team at Duke. Duke University Improv, DUI. Yeah, really. The names are always just so good. DUI is a pretty good one.
That's actually like legitimately a good one.
Yeah. But I think in that way, you do feel connected to communities, whether it's in Austin or it's in Toronto. Or, you know, when you meet improv people, it does feel like you said, like an indie rock kind of a thing where you're
Oh, you jammed with Bonehead? Yeah, me too, man. You know?
Yeah.
So what's next for you guys? I mean, as we kind of wrap up the conversation, I mean, you're obviously just finished your debut film.
Literally yesterday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you take a while to promote this film and move forward? I mean, are you already like, okay, what's our next project? What are we moving forward on? What are we going to do?
We are writing another movie right now.
Yeah, we've been working on some other things for a while.
It's helpful for us, I think, to have other things to occupy our brain space and jump around to. And it's also exciting as you're finishing a project to have another one that you're working on. So we are writing another movie and working on a TV show.
None of which we have brought out to the world yet. Because we kind of like keeping things as close to as finished as we can just with us privately before we kind of like bring it out to the world, just because we feel like it's a stronger package or idea if we really have our minds wrapped around it. So it's still in that kind of incubation stage, but we're getting close.
My last question, just about, you guys met in UCB level 1 years ago. What keeps you together? What keeps you together as writing partners and continuing to choose to work on projects, creative projects that will be on the stage and screen in the future?
Well, we're also a couple.
Okay, so, I don't want to say anything, but
wow.
I asked you to please not say that.
We're going to have to edit this out. Okay.
But beyond that, you could be a couple and choose not to work with each other, but you guys have worked on certain projects and continue to work together as a group, as this digital work that you've done, Broad City, and even onto the films. What is it about each other that keeps you sort of, about chemistry,
I think it's our bodies. I think it's her body. It's my body. But also we make each other laugh. I think that's the thing that, like, at least for me, for whether you're talking about couples or writing partners, I'm like, inspiring each other, making each other laugh,
we genuinely like hanging out.
Yeah.
Like, that's who I want to hang out with.
Sorry. Yeah, but that's true. I think that's the reason.
Who are you apologizing to?
I don't know. Nobody. Nobody. Just the cynical person who rolled their eyes was like, ew. You know that person. Oh. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Well, I know.
But yeah, I think we make each other laugh. And also, it's hard when you're together and you're both comedians not to have material just come, you know, just sort of come. And
when we write, we just write to make the other person laugh. I'm not going to get into our process because I know we're wrapping up.
Yeah.
But we write separately. I mean, we think of everything together, but then we actually write drafts separately.
And then we come together and combine them.
And then we combine
them. Which
is
good for us.
We try to make the other person laugh. And so that it really helps keep the voice like very tight, because I'm like, I know how to make him laugh, so that's my audience right now, and it makes it so I'm not thinking about all the other people who might eventually see it. And
I think
gets
that's
you out
the
of
thing.
Your head.
People write for an audience sometimes, and it can be misguided. And when you write for somebody who you think is really smart and funny, and I'm writing for her, and she's writing for me, and I think that is really helpful in our work.
Yeah. Well said. There you go. Lucia and Yellow and Paul Downs are the co-writers of the movie Rough Night. Lucia is the director, of course.
Sure.
The movie comes out on the 16th. Stars Scarlett Johansson, Zoe Kravitz, Kate McKinnon, Gillian Bell, Alana Glazer, Paul as well. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for spending some time with me.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate it. Good luck with the movie.
Really appreciate it. Yeah. Go see it with a bunch of friends.
Yeah. Get lit.